Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeart Radio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. This goes on and on, the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. Friday here on the program, and I'm going to get it out of the way right here at the beginning of the show. It is 3 o'clock Eastern, and as of about 10 minutes ago, nothing on a sale of TNA. Now, what this means, I still have no idea. Dixie Carter was on her Twitter and said there would be an announcement soon. She was plugging last night's Pop TV. This was yesterday, by the way. Billy Corgan's done a bunch of interviews. It is all a waiting game right now. And the story remains the same. Right now, the big question is, especially if there is no announcement of a sale today, what's going on this weekend? Is there going to be a Bound for Glory? Is there going to be a television taping? Who is going to pay all of the production costs this weekend if there is not a sale? Right now, we don't know. There are 2 hours left on the East Coast in terms of your business day. Business day ends in 2 hours. It'll be an hour after the show goes off the air. Maybe we'll get some word here during this program. Maybe we won't. And if we don't, I guess we just have to wait and see. Maybe it'll be magic. The show will just magically take place this weekend with no investors. Maybe Dixie will just open up her personal pocketbook and pay for the show. I don't know. All I know is as of right now, 3 Eastern on Friday, no information whatsoever about a sale of TNA. Now, we do have a lot of news to talk about here today. We'll take your phone calls, emails, and text messages. Ring of Honor's got a pay-per-view here tonight. That one will be taking place. Got the card for that show. We've got all sorts of news. Mike Sempervivi will be joining us. And I'll throw out the numbers after the break. Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Yellow Tag sales event has returned to get you on the road, in the snow, or off the grid. Hit the trails with a maneuverable Ski-Doo sled. Go off-road with a high-performance Can-Am Maverick XDS, or ride from coast to coast with a Can-Am Spyder. Hurry into your local dealer, pick your adventure, and save up to $2,000 on select 2016 models now during the Yellow Tag sales event. Offer ends soon. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for details. For safety and training info, contact the ATV Safety Institute.
What's the matter, honey? Can't sleep?
Ugh, it's this heartburn. At night, it's the worst.
Heartburn? Again?
Yeah, I'm done with it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Feeling better?
Much better.
That was fast.
Mm-hmm.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, Billy Corgan's back in the studio, and hopefully he sells a lot of records. I put a link up to one of his albums on Amazon yesterday just to help things out here, because he's going to need it if he buys his company. But hey, as noted, no one knows what's going on as of right now. Very interesting situation. It's very funny as I think about the last couple of days. This Dolph Ziggler storyline, I will not rant, I just want to make this one comment here. That it is funny that so many people are expecting that he's going to lose this next match with The Miz. Talked about this yesterday. He's winning the match. I mean, the storyline is designed to basically tell you he's winning this big one. So they've done such a terrible job with this character. I know people think that this is all great, but I'm going to tell you the way it really is. That's a terrible job that people expect him to lose this next one. Now, how does this tie into TNA? Well, TNA has been saved so many times that no one is taking this story seriously, really. I mean, people in TNA, I presume, are. But maybe not. Bobby Lashley did an interview, and he's talking about how, listen, we all know Dixie's got money. I mean, this thing is going to continue. It does remind me a little bit of the final days of WCW. But here we are. It's 3 Eastern, and there is nobody to buy the company. There's nobody to fund the tapings this weekend. Billy Corgan says he's not going to do it. Dixie Carter hasn't been doing it. Aralux isn't going to do it. I damn sure am not going to do it. So I don't know how this show's going to run, but everybody's expecting that it will run because TNA always just hangs on and continues and survives. So we'll find out. We will find out. What a wacky story.
Yeah. And here we are really pressed against it, too. This is going to be interesting. It's going to be more and more interesting as we close in on Sunday, especially if there's no word, although it'll be difficult to believe by at least tomorrow morning. We got to have some sort of idea, right?
No, even it's today. It's the next 2 hours.
But that's what I'm saying. I mean, even if we make it through and things stay quiet, I mean, by tomorrow morning, if nothing else, it'll be leaked. You know, there's got to be some word in principle that's got to be done that we're going to have to know about at some point here by someone. So very, very interesting. And like you said, this has happened so many times that I don't think that there are people that are actually taking it seriously. This thing has been on death's door so many times that people are blowing this off. Admittedly, blowing this off because they have always found a way. It's now we're to a point where, hey, maybe it's Cody that's buying it, right?
He's not buying it.
Why not?
That ain't going to happen. Laura here is putting her reputation on the line. I predict, she says, that there will be no TNA Bound for Glory pay-per-view this weekend. Man.
That's because Laura's buying it, and she's saying there's not going to be any.
There is, however, tonight, a Ring of Honor pay-per-view.
Is Sinclair buying it?
Wait, Sinclair is not buying it, no. Hey, they may buy. Who knows what'll happen? Anyway, Ring of Honor is doing their All-Star Extravaganza pay-per-view here tonight, available on pay-per-view, as well as the Fight TV app. Lowell, Massachusetts, Lowell Memorial Auditorium. We've got Adam Cole versus Michael Elgin for the ROH title. Bobby Fish versus Donovan Dijak for the TV title. The Addiction, The Young Bucks, and The Motor City Machine Guns in a ladder war that I pray does not result in somebody killing themselves, because they're going to try. We have got the six-man tag team tournament. We've got ACH, Kushida, and Jay White versus the Briscoes and Toru Yano. Jay Lethal versus Tetsuya Naito. Dragon Lee versus Kama Itachi. Adam Page versus Kyle O'Reilly. And the All Night Express, Dalton Castle and Colt Cabana, War Machine, and my main man, Keith Lee, teaming up with Shane Taylor in a four-way to determine the number one contenders for the ROH television title. Or, I'm sorry, the ROH tag team titles. How could Keith Lee and Shane Taylor not win? That's my question.
They would be my odds-on favorite for it, too. And, you know, Kushida replacing Leo Rush in the six-man, not a bad exchange. No offense to Leo Rush.
By the way, have you been following the story on John Lineker?
Not really, no.
All right. Well, John Lineker is
UFC favorite,
headlining the UFC show that is coming up tomorrow.
Portland?
Yes, it's in Portland. And let me repeat that. John Lineker is headlining the UFC Fight Night 96 show tomorrow.
C show.
And they're doing this deal where they're doing the early weigh-ins. You now weigh in at, like, I guess it would be 10 a.m., between 10 and 11 a.m. That's the actual weigh-in. And then they do a weigh-in later in the afternoon for the public that is just sort of the, hey, we're all on the scale weigh-in. Begs the question, why don't you just do the weigh-in at 11 for everybody, or 10 a.m.? But anyway, so the deal is you have to show up and weigh in early or you're out.
Uh-oh.
So it's 10 a.m., it's 10:15, it's 10:30, it's 10:45.
Do you know where your main eventer is?
It's 10:55,
uh-oh,
5 minutes before his window expires. Maybe he's negotiating to buy TNA at the last minute. I don't know. So John Lineker finally shows up with literally moments to spare. He jumps on the scale, 136.5. This is now the fifth time that John Lineker has missed weight for a UFC fight. He has now missed weight in two different divisions. What do you do with a guy like this? First off, you don't headline a show with him.
Well, no. You certainly... Well, you know, they've cut people for less, you know, five times now. And will they? Probably not, because obviously they have some sort of affinity for him. But you need to do something, whether it's force him to move to a weight. I don't know what it is, but you can't let something like this happen, especially when you show up that late and then you still blow weight. It's got to be more than just docking of pay that needs to come out there. I mean, you really need to send a message. It's the fifth fight. This is ridiculous.
Well, the good news, if you want to call it that, is there was no title on the line. And so it's not like it's now a non-title fight, but...
Because you can't trust him to get near a title.
Dude, 20% of his purse is now going to his opponent, John Dodson. The Will Brooks-Alex Oliveira fight also now... Both the main event and the semi-main event are at a catch weight because Alex Oliveira also missed weight.
Oh.
Yes, that is now being contested at 161.5, which should tell you how badly he missed weight. That is the semi-main. Will Brooks and Alex Oliveira. Josh Berkman and Lewis Smolka are also on the main card, fighting two men who don't have Wikipedia entries, Zach Otto, and Brandon Moreno. That's the show. That's your Portland show, everybody.
Do we know if the Barn Cat, Tamden McCrory, made weight?
He did.
Okay.
John Lineker, Alex Oliveira, and Hakron Diaz all missed weight.
Oh, Hakron.
Three people missed weight for this show.
Mm.
Which brings me, by the way, to this story. UFC now under new ownership, and according to MMAfighting.com, the mixed martial arts promotion has a host of new celebrity investors, including Ben Affleck, Serena, and Venus Williams.
Uh-oh.
Dana White confirmed the news on Twitter. Late night talk show host Conan O'Brien announced he had also invested in the UFC. And he listed other celebrity names who have done so. Tom Brady, Mark Wahlberg, Adam Levine, Cam Newton, LL Cool J. Maybe he can fight. Maria Sharapova and Sylvester Stallone. The Journal reported that Jimmy Kimmel and Tyler Perry also now have a stake in the world's leading MMA property. And O'Brien described it as, quote, a small ownership stake.
Oh, well, hey, I they need to make their money back some way. You know the funny part about almost all of those people, both athletes and actors? All of them have unions.
Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. If you want to give us a call today, studio line 425-488-0525, toll free 844-411-5411, and text messages 425-780-7566. I want to thank our sponsor today. Through the Shattered Glass is the autobiography of Jeannie Clark, otherwise known as wrestling's Lady Blossom and the former wife of Stone Cold Steve Austin. Jeannie's book covers her entire life story, from her tough childhood to her young romance with gentleman Chris Adams. It depicts the circumstances which led to her role as the manager of an unknown rookie named Stunning Steve Austin, and the courtship which created a family. However, with fame came the temptations of a touring performer, which slowly tore their lives apart. Everyone knows the story of how the name Stone Cold came to be. However, this account reveals for the first time the truth behind the Austin 316 brand. Co-written with the award-winning wrestling historian Bradley Craig, Through the Shattered Glass is an uncompromising autobiography which exposes the dark nature of the substance abuse culture which gripped the entertainment industry, that's for sure, and examines the consequences to a broken family that was left in its path. Released to universal critical acclaim, Through the Shattered Glass has been described by the Huffington Post as, quote, the best wrestling book you've read. We've read. You should read it too. Check the reviews on Amazon. Find out for yourself what everyone is saying about the book Through the Shattered Glass, the autobiography of Jeannie Clark, is available now on Amazon.com. Put a link up on the front page in the post for this radio show if you want to click through that and send a few bucks our way as well. Jeannie was on the show a couple of weeks ago. Very good interview if you want to check that out in the archives if you are a subscriber. That's Through the Shattered Glass with Jeannie Clark. And let's head to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on?
This is Ryan from Cumberland, Maryland. My question is about the TNA tape library. So is it true Billy Corgan has to sign a no-compete clause for that to happen? Also, do you think that...
Wait. Billy Corgan has to sign a no-compete if somebody buys the tape library?
I just heard a rumor that both Dixie Carter and Billy Corgan had to sign an agreement.
What kind of agreement? What are you talking about?
That he can't start his own wrestling company under a different name, like say, like if he wanted to start the Extreme Wrestling Federation or some other bogus federation.
Some other bogus federation? That's not very nice, Ryan. I've not heard that story.
And my other question is, do you think WWE would benefit if they had a TNA stable? Would that increase ratings, or do you think that hurt ratings?
No. It doesn't make any difference whatsoever.
Samoa Joe can lead it.
I want to thank you very much for the call. Yeah, is this now a gimmick where everybody has to call in asking for a geek stable?
Kenny, hit me. Come on.
We got a lot of text messages about TNA.
See, and I will say this about Ryan, though, as far as the bootleg extreme thing. I mean, Billy Corgan, one thing he did love was Extreme Championship Wrestling, and if you ever saw his local group that took place for a little while in Chicago, it had a lot of those remnant feelings to it. So never take that out of the equation. If Billy does get his way, I don't know what direction we'll take it. I know he's got some new ideas and some modern ideas that he would love to take in full. But I do wonder if there's going to be those feelings of ECW since he was so enthralled and so influenced by it.
This person says, let's say that TNA does die this weekend. If that happens, will you and Vinny watch and review the first ever episode of TNA as a proper send-off? I like how everyone's looking for a proper send-off. I really want to watch my NWA this weekend. I don't think that we will watch. I don't even know where that is. I mean, I guess it's probably on the internet somewhere. I don't have a tape of it. I can tell you that much right now.
I literally have a tape of it. But the problem is you don't have a VCR, and I have no idea where it is. It's literally on tape.
I do not have a VCR. Yeah.
The first TNA, which started on pay-per-view. And I actually thought that was a halfway decent idea. I was wrong.
This person says, by the end of the day, TNA will be owned by one of an investment firm that employs individuals with questionable tattoos. I edited that. The guy from Smashing Pumpkins or Vince McMahon. Isn't wrestling magical?
Yeah.
Well, wrestling's magical. I don't know if this story is magical.
A basket of people.
If we don't hear anything by 5 or 6 Eastern, what are the chances of a surprise announcement on the ROH pay-per-view? Well, zero. Wait, think Sinclair's buying it?
If that's the case, we'll know about it. It won't be a surprise by the time it hits pay-per-view.
Who would be announcing it, and what would be the announcement? That's my question.
Joe Koff or something, I don't know.
What person's getting at here. Steve from Saratoga Springs, I think people are expecting Dolph to lose because of the rumors of his contract coming up. Didn't he just sign a new contract?
I'd have to look. I don't know.
I'm going to have to check on that.
Doesn't matter either way, does it?
Well, yeah. If he just signed a new contract, then for sure he's not losing.
Not necessarily. I mean, you say that. I know what you mean, but I mean that means nothing as far as what they do. I mean, really, why are you applying logic to this one?
Here's another thing about this contract deal. So there have been guys whose contract is coming up and they opted to not re-sign. And let me tell you what WWE did not do with them. A long-term storyline. Like, if Dolph Ziggler is leaving, if Dolph Ziggler has announced, listen, I'm not re-signing when my deal comes up in November, why in the world would they devote all of this TV time to this guy? And it's not even like you're building him up real big and then people are going to beat him at the very end on the way out and get a rub or whatever. I mean, you're building him up as a giant loser, but you're trying to make him a sympathetic character going for this final big win. It doesn't make any sense if he's leaving. He's winning this match, everybody. He's winning this match with The Miz. I would bet... No, I'm not going to.
Will you?
Yeah. This person says, when are you going to start selling no-count shirts? I'd buy it. Hey, that's an option. No count. Yeah, here we go. He just signed a 3-year contract extension like 9 months ago. I thought that was what happened.
Well.
I'll double check, though, just to make sure. Let's go to the phones. You are on the air. What's going on?
Hey, this is Kenny from Gallatin, Tennessee.
Yes, Kenny.
I want to talk a little bit about this TNA deal. And, you know, I'm going to come at it from a perspective of somebody that watched it from the beginning and is actually from the home base where it was originally from Nashville, Tennessee. I pretty much saw it from its ups and downs, and it just never really was a consistent promotion from my perspective. You know, it just never really
You don't
had,
say.
Yeah, like, you know, the weekly pay-per-views, and I'm thinking, you know, man, it would be great if they would not blow it all on the weekly pay-per-views, and then they went to TV, and I mean, for a while there, it looked like they had it all going as far as being a solid promotion, but then, you know, and again, it all falls on Dixie Carter. Everything that has ever happened, in my opinion, in TNA to where it is, it's all on her. And the least that she can do, in my opinion, is just pay to get that pay-per-view up. You know, that's the least that she can do for us.
But hold on, Kenny. Then what?
And then just close it out. You know, I mean, it's no secret that she's been talking to WWE. And, you know, like I was listening to Dave yesterday, that more than likely they'll buy the library, buy it cheap, and then they'll just shut it down, you know, and then Billy will have to...
I don't quite think you said that was more than likely. No one knows what's happening. There's no one has any idea what's going on, including the people that are there right now, which is, I'm sure, very frustrating.
I mean, this is like history in the sense, you know, like, I think a quote is, if you don't learn from history, you're doomed to repeat it. I mean, this is what happened to WCW. I mean, this is exactly what has just happened. It's just ironic. 15 years to almost the exact time, here we are, we're dealing with pretty much the same incompetence.
I don't find this ironic at all. I want to thank you very much for the call, Kenny. I've been talking about this since 2002. I mean, the idea that WCW would go out of business and then a new company would spring up and they would hire all of the same people from WCW that put them out of business. And then their very first idea was a terrible idea. Let's run weekly on pay-per-view without television. And of course, it was a complete disaster. They were basically out of business before Dixie stepped in. That's an irony, by the way. Dixie stepped in and saved them. And now, for years, who do they bring in? Vince Russo. That was a bright idea. Eric Bischoff. Hulk Hogan. They did every stupid thing that we saw in WCW. They had a very, very brief period where they were doing okay. That was it. Can't even do a rise and fall of TNA book. It was a steady state, making a bunch of stupid mistakes and losing a ton of money. And now here we are, and as Irv Mushnick once said, the chickens have come home to roost in the farm of death.
Is that, we're attributing that to Mushnick instead of Malcolm X, but okay.
No, the farm of death.
Oh, the farm of death.
The chickens have come home to roost in the farm of death.
Ah, yes, the addition of the farm of death.
He may not have said that, but I thought he did. That made
it
funny.
You can't exactly blame Dixie solely because if it wasn't for Jeff Jarrett, because if it wasn't for Jeff Jarrett pushing Vince Russo getting those two together, where Vince Russo could then get in Dixie Carter's ear, and all the mistakes that Jeff Jarrett had made along this way as well, too, he certainly deserves his role on the Mount
How
Rushmore
can you
of
not
TNA
blame
failings.
Dixie? We got to argue about this after the break. How can you
it's
not,
not really,
blame
we
Dixie?
Have, we, not really, because, yes, you do have to blame her, but, I mean, as far as putting up the all of the failures, I mean, he certainly deserves his part of this role, too, because who connected Jeff Jarrett and Dixie Carter, or Dixie and Vince Russo? It was Jeff Jarrett. And who kept backing Vince Russo no matter what? Jeff Jarrett.
Okay.
Why?
She's the owner. She's the owner. It would take... Listen, she could have called anybody in this industry that had a brain and asked if she should hire Vince Russo. She could have done the slightest tiny bit of research to
she
find
did,
out if she should
hire Vince
Russo.
And then fought back against them. So yes, I mean, yeah.
So it's her fault. This is all her fault. If I bought this tomorrow, I'm telling you who I wouldn't bring in right now. Vince Russo.
Who brought in all those WCW guys originally?
Well, I mean, it was Jarrett, but she bought the company. Once you buy the company, it's your responsibility. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
If you or someone you care about is trapped by addiction to drugs or alcohol, then don't miss this life-changing message from the Addiction Recovery Network.
Hi, I'm Adam Weil. I'm CEO of the Addiction Recovery Network. Addiction doesn't discriminate, and treatment's not a one-size-fits-all approach. There's no cure for addiction. Addiction is a lifelong journey that people struggle with every day. We find the best treatment centers that have the full continuum of care that will ultimately give people the best chance to succeed. Dealing with an addiction is hard enough. Finding the right treatment shouldn't be. Please, if you or a loved one are struggling with addiction, don't wait till it's too late. We're here to help.
Make one of the most important calls of your life. The call is confidential and could save your life or the life of someone you love. Private insurance could cover the entire cost, so call 800-300-3388. That's 800-300-3388. 800-300-3388.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Got a lot of text messages here about Jamie Noble. And this right here is from Pro Wrestling Sheet. Mercer County Sheriff's Office tells us Jamie allegedly returned home earlier in the morning from a WWE event after a long drive, left to get a snack while his girlfriend took a bath. We're told upon returning to Shadowwood Mobile Home Park, a driver pulled in behind his car and got out to accuse Jamie of cutting him off on the road. Jamie allegedly apologized, but the two men continued to argue, and Noble eventually took the man to the ground when things got physical. Park officials or police officials say two other men got out of the suspect's car at that point, and at least one of them stabbed Jamie, once in the upper back and once in the mid-back spine area before taking off. EMTs were called, and Jamie Noble was eventually treated, then taken to the emergency room. We're told WWE is aware of the situation. Actually, not everybody. And they've already made contact with police. Noble was last seen on TV in March. Our sources say he is currently in the hospital, but no longer in the ER. His current condition is unclear. So we will try to follow up on that, see if we can get more information. But that sucks.
I don't even know. I'm trying to just, that sucks. I'll just leave it there, I guess.
Person says, TNA does have the first episode of the weekly pay-per-view for free on YouTube as Asylum Years Episode 101. And also, Wild Talk Radio has noted here, this was the reason for Ryan's question about non-compete. It was a tweet from Dave. WWE isn't going to buy without a non-compete, and what they are offering is very little. Why didn't Ryan just say that then?
Because it's Ryan.
Well, that would have made sense. And he also says, TNA has until noon tomorrow, since most banks are opened until noon on Sunday. Yeah, we're talking the end of the business week here.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, you can do international transfers. This isn't the olden days where, like, Sunday you can't get anything through, the weekend you can't get anything through. I mean, you can do, money can move and change hands and all that sort of stuff. It's just, again, for a lot of different reasons, you would be announcing this at the latest a couple hours after, at least, but you still need to have things in place principle-wise, usually by the close of business, whether you release press releases or not as the night goes on, especially those ones that usually get buried until like 9 o'clock at night on a Friday night. you try to slip those under the radar for the weekend.
Well, let's head to the phones. You are on the air. What's going on?
This is Jim from Virginia.
What's up, Jim?
I seen on Squared Circle Siren site that Kimberly and Heidi Lovelace are getting tryouts at the for the WWE. Is that true?
Where did you read this?
Two of many.
Circle Sirens.
Mm. Check out WrestlingObserver.com. We added up yesterday.
I do, too, but I mean, a lot of this stuff they get either from you all or some others, you know?
So just go there?
I mean, but I just, you know, they're known for women's wrestling. That's just why I went there first.
That's right. But, yes, they're getting a tryout.
How do you think the chances are?
Dude, who knows? Do you know the people they've signed and not signed over the last decade? I mean, I have no idea.
It all depends on what they're looking for. I mean, Drew Gulak's there. He helped trade Kimberly. I mean, it's Eddie Kingston's. There are so many people that are there with experience that you could make a case for why they should be there, especially if you want to compare and contrast to some of the people they've already signed. So you could do that with a lot of people. It just, a lot of times, just depends on which way the wind blows, because of all the women's names, you would look and go, okay, Shayna Baszler and Nicole Savoy, you know, for kind of where we're at, where it's like, okay, I would probably, if they're looking at somebody, I would think they would be higher than some others on their list, but then again, you never know. So we'll just have to see what happens. So many people were there, you know, for this tryout.
Talking about TNA, I'm going to be optimistic. I think they'll have Bound for Glory. Something's going to happen somehow at the last minute. They're going to get the money somehow, or it's going to happen somehow.
That's what a lot of people think, but who knows?
Well, and remember, the pay-per-view can take place. You know, you can dig that thing out, but not necessarily be able to move forward with anything either. So, you know, I'm not saying that this could be that last ECW indie show that took place wherever it was, where everybody's cracking beers in the middle of the ring afterwards, but it could be that sort of case where they do get through the pay-per-view, and that's it. and which will be, again, this is for all of the wrong reasons. This has been the best selling point to watch this upcoming pay-per-view is, unfortunately, the situation where they're at business-wise.
Well, you know, Josh, Matthew said last night, it kind of tickled me. He said, this is the last show before Bound for Glory. I thought, you know, he told the final episode, he said, before Bound for Glory, I thought he'd get screwed up there for a minute.
Oh, and said the final episode?
Yeah.
Hey, it's the final episode of this season.
Yeah, it was a good show last night. I thought the gauntlet, whatever you want to call it, cage match was pretty good. The rest of it had its ups and downs, but it won't too terrible. I still like the Hardys thing. I can't think of the name now.
Delete.
Delay or
decay and all that.
Decay, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's interesting. All right, have a good weekend now.
All right, thanks so much for the call. I'm going to talk about women here, since that's what everyone likes to hear about on this show. Actually, mm-hmm. I just got to get something off my chest.
Yes.
It's so... It's just... Every day I'm amazed by something new when it comes to wrestling and wrestling fans. So, I've been trying very hard to either A, not read Lucha Underground spoilers, or B, forget them as soon as I read them.
Mm-hmm.
Because, man, anyway, point of this is, last night on the show, the very end of the show, Black Lotus reveals her new Black Lotus triad. And all you see are three heads in ninja costumes. You can't see a thing! So earlier in the show, they killed off Siniestro de la Muerte. Thank God. They finally killed off this. What was their name? The Disciples of Death. They finally kill off the Disciples of Death. Three totally faceless dudes. So at the end of the show, Black Lotus reveals, now she's got three totally faceless ninjas. So all you see are heads in ninja costumes. So, as I comment on the show, I say, oh my God, these three better not be the Disciples of Death. Now, all day today, all I've had to hear is what a fool I am for thinking that the Black Lotus Triad is the Disciples of Death. Now, as soon as I started getting emails, I actually remembered who the Black Lotus Triad actually was. It's not the Disciples of Death.
Nope.
And you know what's funny is if I had just gone on the show, if I'd remembered at the time, it just revealed who they were and the whole deal, I'm sure I would have woke up today and everybody would have been furious at me for giving away spoilers and revealing who the Black Lotus Triad was. I can't win for losing. I cannot win for losing. You give away spoilers and everybody's furious. But if you ignore the spoilers and you just watch it as a fan, then you're a damn idiot.
I haven't seen the show. I missed most of last season, and I wanted to actually try to watch it. And I can't watch Lucha Underground as a wrestling show anyway. I have to try to detach my brain and watch it as something else to get through it. So I haven't been watching, but as soon as you said it, I remember who they are, and which leads into thinking about what they're going to be doing upcoming here, which is also brain scratching when you remember.
Yeah, you want me to spoilers. Reveal what's going on with Sexy Star, everybody, or should I watch it as a fan?
I just let it go. Just let it.
I'm gonna
go.
You
notice we don't get the calls or the responses for Lucha Underground as much as we had.
No,
before,
it's totally
too.
Fallen off.
It really has, and I don't know.
And
why
someone's
going
to blame me for this. And listen, no. I just pick up the phone. This is patently obvious if you listen to this show.
I don't know how they would blame you. But yeah, I mean, there has been a... Again, if ratings are okay, and I have no idea if that's the case, then it's just a matter of buzz and interest, which, as we've seen with TNA, you know, can work in a vacuum when you're doing things that, you know, you get one thing that pops, like the delay or the keep or delete thing or whatever you would call it with the broken Matt Hardy. But, you know, that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to translate into anything else, which it certainly hasn't.
This person says, TNA has been repeating WCW's failures backwards with hiring Russo, then Bischoff. So it would only make sense for Ted Turner to buy TNA at the last minute.
And put it on Peachtree TV or whatever the channel, local Channel 17 is down in Atlanta that they still have. That actually used to air WCW Classics even after the sale of WCW to the WWF. They actually had Dusty Rhodes used to air Peachtree Classics or whatever the hell it was, WCW Classics.
I wish they aired that around here. I'd watch it.
Yeah, I wish it actually had something like that to the network. I'd watch that too. But look, like you're right in that Dixie is at fault for this, but you look at the initial, look at how initially the thing started. And the thing with pay-per-view at that time, you could have made a case for it, and obviously I didn't think, I was so used to buying pay-per-views and things like that, that that didn't, I looked at it as a new concept, not as a concept that was way, way before its time, and it never actually has developed into anything with anybody who's ever tried it. But you go and you hire, and again, this is nothing against any of those people, but because they were the ones available at the time, but your Craig Leathers and all the people that you brought on board, the fact that you never evolved from that, because I can see bringing X amount of people on because they have the knowledge to do something. Obviously, a guy like Jeremy Borash is very valuable for multiple reasons, so you do want to have a guy like him on board. You do want this guy or that guy. But the fact that you never learned from their mistakes, let alone your own, and moved forward and made changes when you needed to and made hard decisions when you needed to, and then you decided to do things like, you know, blame the wrestlers if the creative got booed or got heckled by the fans. I mean, it was never on a path to anything. And, you know, people want you to write the book, The Rise and Fall. It's, I mean, what did it ever rise to? You know,
well, I think it would just be the death of TNA.
Well, that's the whole thing. It's, you know, the small bump and complete disaster area that was TNA.
Person says here, how can you call Bobby Lashley, EC3, Gail Kim, and the Hardy Boys geeks? I didn't call them geeks. I was bringing up that Kenny keeps calling in wanting a geek faction. And so, when the idea was, let's bring in a faction of TNA guys with that help ratings, first thing I thought of was the geek faction. Now, but let's look at it this way. So let's look at the names you've listed here. Bobby Lashley, EC3, Gail Kim, and the Hardy Boys. I think the Hardy Boys, whether TNA folds or not, I think they're probably going to end up in WWE within the next 365 days because their contracts are going to come up, and I think WWE will bring them in. So, I mean, they're off the list. Now, as far as everybody else, Gail Kim is, I think she's my age. And listen, Gail Kim, EC3, and Bobby Lashley, I think are all great talents, but I'm looking at this from the WWE perspective. No. I don't think they're bringing Gail Kim in.
No, I
think they fired EC3. I don't think they're bringing him in. And I don't think they're bringing Bobby Lashley back either. So you got to remember what happened. Do you remember what happened when WCW folded? What top stars they brought in? Do you remember?
Well, Booker T. Oh, wait, the contracted guys, the 13 guys or whoever it was they sent to OVW, and there was a handful, Lance Storm, Bill DeMott. It was mostly lesser, expensive, that type of talent initially.
That's right. All of the very highest paid guys, they didn't buy out their deals because they didn't want to upset the salary structure and make people upset. Which, by the way, a year later they did anyway. So, if they went under and WWE is picking up talent, I think they're just going to pick up a bunch of guys for NXT. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. There's always a sprinkle of mystery and magic when we consider the man, woman, girl, or boy behind a song. Join me over at FocusOnRock.com, where we look at the girl behind the inspiration for Harry Chapin's 1972 hit Taxi. Who was Sue in the Taxi? How did they meet? And why did she inspire such beautiful creativity in the late, great Harry Chapin?
Whether you're creating new music, recording, or performing live, Guitar Center has the gear you need to bring out your best. And going on now, you can save up to 30% on select gear during our singer-songwriter event. Get a Martin X-Series acoustic electric guitar for just $5.99, a Latin percussion cajon for $79, or a pair of AKG K52 headphones for just $29. Don't miss your chance to save on everything you need to write, record, and perform. Guitar Center's singer-songwriter event is going on now, in-store and online.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
You're back here on the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Dixie's last tweet 6 hours ago, we are 1 hour away from the end of business here on Friday. And nothing. Not a thing. Last thing she tweeted was 18 hours ago during Impact. So glad you are tuning in. Thanks for the support. That's it. I guess we'll see.
Do want to point out to you that Ryan did want to make sure that you knew, being who you are in the business and all, that EC3 and Bobby Lashley, way cheaper than Sting and Goldberg.
Dude, Ryan don't know that. EC3 is a one percenter.
Damn right he is.
Give me a break. Yeah, great. What kind of business do we live in today where people can't accept that EC3 makes as much as Goldberg did in WCW at the end? Come on, people.
We should have him on. He'll tell us how much he makes. It'll be more than Goldberg, I'm sure, with EC3.
Could have a lot of people on if they don't get this deal done.
That's true.
Time's running out. Let's cross our fingers. Listen, I don't want TNA to go out of business. There's a lot of people who will be out of jobs after this weekend. And they've got bills to pay. So I'm pretty angry at the whole situation with Dixie. Get this deal done. Do something here. What are you waiting for? Magic? Haven't we gone over this? Crying out loud. Well, everybody, we'll update you this weekend. We got a lot of shows. We'll have Wrestling Observer Radio tonight after the Ring of Honor pay-per-view. We'll talk more about this situation, as well as Wrestling Observer Live later on this weekend. Get the full schedule. We're live and free every day up there on the websites, WrestlingObserver.com, as well as SportsByline.com. I want to thank Mike, as always, all the folks at Sports Byline USA, the callers and listeners. We'll talk to you again next time. Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.